I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
This is Dallas-Fort Worth's originator, not an imitator. The all-sports, all-the-time radio station of record is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick.
The Offspring bringing their supercharged worldwide in 25 tour to Dos Equis Pavilion on August 22nd with special guests Jimmy Eat World and Newfound Glory. Get tickets and information at LiveNation.com. Text WORLD to 22126 to win your way in. That's WORLD to 22126.
Thank you, EA. All right, Friday fun time. It is Shaquille O'Neal's birthday as the big fella turns 53. I would imagine he's having a big weekend fun time jam somewhere on this planet as he's got houses all over the country. But we were thinking about what to do for Shaq, and you guys told me last night, why don't you just go find, because I kept all those interviews, why don't you just go find snippets of them all from the late 90s or mid 90s? I can't even remember when I started talking to him. And I think maybe the first interview I did was 96, but I don't know for sure. But those interviews went all the way from then until the last one I did with him, a goofy one, was 2022 or 3.
Yeah.
So just a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So I went back last night, and as I'm sitting there being punished by the Lakers-Knicks game, I sat there and started listening to him and got a giggle. And so, yeah, this is just some of the stuff that maybe you have heard, probably haven't, or maybe haven't, but you may not remember it. But anyway, here is me and Shaq through the years. Okay.
For $10 million, you got to listen to country music the rest of your life for $10 million. Any go? For $10 million, country music the rest of your life.
No problem. Leanne Rimes, Alabama. The other young fine girl. What's her name? Shania Twain.
Shania Twain.
No problem.
Okay. Would you have a month long sexual relationship with Whoopi Goldberg?
For $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You would?
Course.
All right. Would you gently caress Sean Bradley for one evening? You guys have a little wine together, and you guys just kind of snuggle for the evening for $10 million. No kissing or anything. You just kind of snuggle with him, and you know, kiss him on the cheek, maybe.
Nah.
Come on, it's Sean.
I'm not a homo, dog.
we'll play a game called slap, divorce, or flat out kill you. That's what your wife would do if you asked these things to her. Okay.
Deal.
I just got done putting up a double-double on Tim Duncan. Can you rub me down with being gay and have your mom lick it off?
Nuts and the vice kill me.
No questions asked?
Lorena Bobbitt, cut it off.
All right, how about this one? Sweetheart, I told you not to cook me any fish. You know the smell reminds me of my ex-girlfriend.
Of course.
Is that true, though?
Greco Barrett.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Bullshit. I want to renew our wedding vows, only this time I want to do it with a white bitch instead of you.
You don't know, was murdered in his L.A. mansion today.
His nuts were found bouncing along the pool table. Sweetie, this sure is a great meal you cooked. You know what would go great with this? Cottage cheese. Why don't you bend over and let me scrape some off your ass?
Divorce.
All right. Get caught in a prostitution ring, or the next year you're going to sleep with some chick who tells you, you know, that was great, Shaq, but Sean Bradley was better. So you're one up by Sean.
That's never going to happen, because Sean is a midget pony. I'm a Budweiser horse, okay? Don't forget it.
I'm just going to give you some shocking scenarios that might lead you back there, okay? And I want you to just tell me if this would get you back to L.A.
Okay.
All right. Number one. If you go back, you and Phil Jackson and his girlfriend, Jerry Buss's daughter, you get to have a three-way together. And I know that that's been something you've been thinking about for a while. Would that get you back to L.A.?
Nah.
Why not?
Nah, I can't do it because I like Phil.
You know, you never live till you've had a three-way with your old coach. Okay, if you go back, Kobe will give you an all-expenses-paid trip to Vail.
That's okay.
I hear he knows the help.
That's okay.
All right, if you go back, Magic won't have AIDS anymore. You're curing the man. Say yes, so Magic will be happy.
I'm not going back.
If you go back, hot women will never fart again, thereby making them absolutely perfect.
I'll go back.
You will?
Yeah, I'll go back.
Doesn't that just gross you out when that happens?
It doesn't happen to me.
Never?
Oh, there's two type of farts. There's the... Never mind.
Yo, go ahead. No, go ahead. I know where you're going.
No, you don't know.
I do.
Never mind. No farting. I'm going back.
All right, we got him back in L.A. If you go back, Paris Hilton will let you co-star in a brand new homemade film called Shaq Opens Up a Hilton.
God.
No comment.
You're slowly drinking your orange juice or your energy drink. I think that's a yes.
No comment.
You find her strangely attractive?
Who is that?
Don't f*** with me. You find her hot, don't you?
She's good looking, yes. She is good looking.
Okay. You got any more kids or anything?
No.
No?
Yep, just my six.
Holding steady on six?
Well, hold on, just my six in year one, so that'll make seven.
No, that's true. I was wondering why my three-year-old was like 5'11 and had Jerry curls. All right, so one. You either shoot yourself in the leg, or you have to bleach your anus in front of your mom.
I would go to bleach my anus in front of my mom.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm not trying to shoot myself.
You know women do that now.
Oh, they do? They bleach their booty on it?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know if it looks cleaner or what.
Why? Because they want to make the doodle a different color?
Oh, no. Okay, so these are the certain things that you would do to grant these people another title.
He's a Celtic
now. I haven't seen you in 2 years. Get to the damn questions. I don't want to hear no instructions. Get to the questions. I know people miss us. Hello, Dallas. I miss you, too.
All right, question number one. Would you... Ted Williams' frozen head inside Fenway Park to win the title?
Yes, all day. Raw dog.
Do you understand who that is and what that trouble will get you in?
It will get me in trouble. I'll do it.
If you guys win, if you would have beaten Dallas, you could have done this today. But next time, if you go to Dallas or when Dallas goes up there to Boston, after the game, you have to say that the reason you beat the Mavs is because they totally lost their heads, just like Kennedy did here in Dallas 47
no,
years ago.
No way.
Why not?
No way. Next question. Next question. Stop.
Are you afraid of the Kennedy
stop
stuff?
That. Next question.
Is it too
next
much
question
up there?
No, that's it.
Next question.
That's,
no way.
Let's see. Okay, I got 10 questions.
Let's
hypotheticals.
Do it. Got it.
Let's have fun. Let's say you accidentally sat on a grenade.
Hold on, you still doing this? I thought you got soft on me after you got married and had babies.
No, never.
You're still the
we'll
same
be doing
guy?
This till we're 80.
Welcome back home, Corby.
Let's say you accidentally sat on a grenade while you were nude, randomly, all right? And it went straight up into your butt, like all the way snuggled up into your rectum. And the only way to retrieve it would be for Barkley to go in mouth first. Would you allow that to happen, or would you let the grenade explode?
I'd break in his room, and I'd go sit on his face, and I'd fart right in his mouth. And I'd make him swallow so I could blow his fat stomach up.
Stop it.
That's the first one, Corby?
All right, in order to avoid diarrhea for the rest of your life, so it never happens again, would you tell Barkley on the air that instead of wearing an NBA jacket that says 75, his should say 475 in honor of his current weight?
Deal. Easily.
No diarrhea for the rest of your life.
No diarrhea. Yes, I would tell him that. Easily.
What a gift for you.
But that's how much he weighs with his big ass.
I think he's 4 bills.
Oh, yeah, he's 4 bills. Easily.
All right, in order for Russia not to invade Ukraine.
Jeez!
All right, so this is a big topical story here.
Got it.
You have to go to the next Laker game, and before the game, you take your clothes off, and you try your hardest to hump your own statue in front of the arena?
Negative.
You're talking about avoiding a war.
I would just have to see what unfolds on TV. I'm American.
Let Eastern Europe take care of themselves. Yeah. All right, for LSU to win their first national title in basketball, you have to host a ribbon-cutting ceremony in Baton Rouge and say, we really hope this will carry us to a national championship, number one. And speaking of one, that's only 4 years younger than the average age of Michael Jackson's victims. Go Tigers.
Next question. Next question.
What a kiss-ass you are to the Jackson family.
Next question.
All right, you're almost 50.
Does your son listen to your show?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go.
That's incredible.
There's like an hour plus of those things floating around. It's so long.
How many different visits, you think?
Dude, I don't even know. 20-something? Like,
and he's always so happy to see you.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it, man. When I first got here, I couldn't believe Corby is asking Shaquille O'Neal all this stuff. It was really hard to wrap your head around at first. Now we're like used to it, but
before I knew who you guys were, the famous clip where you asked him at the 06 finals about that snake on the your mom's throat or something.
Right.
Yeah, that to me was like, who would have asked that question? And
right.
Of course, it's Corby Davidson.
Snake.
Yeah. That always pops up about every 5 years or so is the worst question reporters ever asked. You know?
And you're in the mix.
Yeah,
congratulations.
All right, well, there you go. There's a little Friday fun. Happy birthday, big fella. 53 years old.